Salam alaikum. This is your brother Miraj Mohammed, live on your Block Talk Radio, and coming to you at 7 o'clock p.m. It gives me great privilege, brothers and sisters, and surely I am highly honored to be able to do so. You know, things happen in life, and when you lose your loved ones and you realize that things can happen when you least expect it, and you come to the conclusion of reality that Allah is in charge. He's in charge of life and death. And we have to realize that there's no ugly in life and there's no ugly in death. So we have to accept it. Now, I use the word we have to accept it only because we have no choice over it. But Allah posted that we had to accept the things that allow us to be able to understand what is His will. And He's so merciful that He allows us to make a choice in the world that we don't have to accept His will. Isn't that amazing? And when you hear us in El-Islam says that there's no compulsory in the religion for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you read it well, He said, I prefer for you, El-Islam, to be your religion. But we don't understand that God Himself is saying you don't have to accept His religion. He prefers, meaning He's not dictating to you. He's not commanding you. That you could go on and accept any religion you would like to accept. It's okay. But He also says if you're going to accept Christianity or Judaism, then be a good Jew and be a good Christian. But you can't accept a religion and you do other than what the religion asks you to do. There is no ugly in neither one of the religions. But you have to keep in mind, if you're not obedient to that which you say you believe, then you're hypocritical. And if you're hypocritical, Allah will judge you by the religion that you choose, Christianity, Judaism. That's your preference. So the book doesn't lie. You may not can comprehend it because the way it's written. However, you can understand certain things that is normal. For instance, it tells you, do not endows any kind of substance that gets you high. Stay away from wine. Stay away from liquor. Stay away from drugs. They said nothing that intoxicates you, you should accept. Now, I'm quite sure you learned that. But you can't say, I am a good Christian, but yet you deceived it. You have so much evil in you that you deceive your mother, you deceive your father, you deceive even your children. Then you don't look in the mirror and realize the things that you have done in your religion, not Al-Islam. You don't know anything about Al-Islam. So because you don't know anything about Al-Islam, God is not going to judge you. But He will judge you by your book. And you think you are escaping, but you have not been taught there's two angels. You've got an angel on your left shoulder, an angel on your right shoulder, and the one on the right constantly try to tell you what to do right, but you turn a deaf ear and it stops talking to you. Now you're too far gone. But the angel on the left writes your history. So So that what you think is in the dark will come to the light, the light of understanding, that will be read back to you in your final day of judgment. Did you deceive your mother? Did you abuse your mother? Did you bring hurt to your mother? Did you trick your mother? My God, did you hate your mother? And God says in Revelation that if you send your mother the bed crying, that she pushes you close to the hellfire. Now, why would Allah push you close to the hellfire? Because that woman carries you for 9 months. And soon as she gets old, you don't want to take care of her. But you use her, you abuse her, all in the name of Christianity. Now, I saw a reverend, and the judge was drilling him and asked him about all these clothes. He's spending $30,000, $40,000, $80,000 a year on clothes. Thousands. And she says, why when you got poor people? Well, I have to look good. Why do you buy these big, gorgeous Bentleys and Rolls Royces? Because I got to ride good. And why you have this big conglomerate home with 16 rooms? Well, this is where we come together and I teach my pastors and other people the way to teach. Oh, you have to have a home on that 20 acres of land? Now, you know, brothers and sisters, he's a con, he's a trick. But who is he fooling? Because one day he's not going to be here. One day, you all, including myself, is not going to be here. So you don't want to die with that burden because you're going to be asked in the final day of judgment. And guess what? You can't talk because God said your lips going to be sealed. So who's going to talk for you? I just told you that the angel wrote your history. And unless you repent, you will die with that history that will take you to the hellfire. So I'm watching families all confused, families all messed up, and things are happening today. It's destroying the good people of the Jewish religion. It's destroying the people that's good of the Christian religion. Yes. It's destroying the people of Al-Islam doing this. Who has the power to do this? And that will be in my topic because someone called me and said, is this Murad Muhammad? I said, yes, I'm Murad Muhammad. Who is Murad Muhammad? That's my topic. And who can explain Murad Muhammad but Murad Muhammad? I live my life. I know the wrong I've done. I know the sins I've committed. I know what I'm doing, what I shouldn't do. And I tried my best to stay on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path to Allah. But that jinn, can mess with my appetite, just like he messes with all of our appetite. And I was asked by a very respectful and dignified woman as my wife, is Satan and the jinn the same people? That's a good question. But in order for you to know the answer, you've got to go back to the beginning. And when you go back to the beginning, brothers and sisters, and you know how they came about, you will be able to identify who they are today. because there's only three creatures. And those three creatures is who Allah will to come into existence. And that's the angel. But the angels have a job. They work strictly for Allah. And then you have the jinns. And the jinns was strictly for Allah. But what makes the jinn different than the angels, the jinn can rationalize, meaning they have an ability to accept or reject. But they never, ever did not accept God himself. Isn't that amazing? The angels never doubt God. The angels don't know how to do the things God asked them to do unless he teaches them. Now, they was here a long time, so they very highly intelligent creatures. But when God created the angel, he created the angels and said, you are here to serve my human beings. Whoa. Now you see why that angel is on that right? That's his job, to help you make it through this world. Long story, this ain't the time to go into it, but you can grasp the understanding. This world, we have an angel on our right shoulder, and that angel, you don't even know they're there. Most Christians don't know. Most Jews don't know. Most people in al-Islam don't know. So you don't know what that angel is, but just understand that creature do only what God wills it. Snow, the hail, the seven seas, the land, the trees, the birds, the moon, the stars, the sun. Nothing moves without the will of his air. Those are the angels, and they're here to protect us, to be able to walk through this world called the earth. We are earthly people. But that jinn didn't create to be a devil. He created to be a creature. And he said to the jinn, you are to help guide my human being. Whoa, so we got two guys. We got the angel and we got the jinn. But where's the jinn? Since one angel sits on the left shoulder, the other angel sits on the right. Where is that jinn? Well, that jinn is in you, brothers and sisters. It wasn't born in you. Allah placed it in you when we were sent down to the earth to make it through this civilization. So that jinn, he has a right to turn devil if he chooses to be jealous. But all of the angels were submitting to the will of God before we came. So that jinn was here, that angel was here before us. So first came the angels, say a trillion years. Then came the jinn, let's say a trillion years. And then came us, let's say a million years. So we didn't come until after the two creatures, but we was the third creature. But we was left in the minds of the jinn, not the angels. We was left because he sent the angel down to the earth and told him, bring him up from earth. And he molded and shaped us, but it was earth. It was mud. It was dirt. It was clay. So therefore, Iblis that you ask about, that you understand, he couldn't accept that third creation. He was upset. It bothered him. But when God says, this is my new creature, the darling of the of paradise, because this land was like paradise. We're earthly people. We ain't over the sky. We ain't up in Mars or Pluto. we were sent down to earth. But it was a beautiful earth. Allah brought everything to life. However, with the jinn down there, he's going to test you. He has a right to test you because he asked for permission that we should not have been the Khalifa. We should not have been over top of his paradise. So the jinn, and not all of them, because the Quran said there's a beautiful, pardon me, there's a group of jinn that read a beautiful recital. And no jinn, no man should ignore that recital. So now you got a split. Because those who follow Iblis decide they're going to test you and I on earth. So yes, the jinn is in you, the jinn is in me, and it will disturb you. Now my jinn, as the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, when the question was asked, is the jinn in you? He said, yes, but I made my jinn Muslim. Meaning the jinn could not trick him at no time. He was going to change him. But he couldn't change Prophet Muhammad. But he was guided by Allah. And he was a perfect example to all mankind. But he tests you and I. Even though he served Allah, even though he loves Allah, he don't believe you and I are good to be over top of him. The angels are made out of light, and the jinn is made out of smokeless fire. And you and I, we came here as the Spirit of God. And then we was placed in that earth. Iblis did not like that. And so that's his job. That's his job to trick us. That's his job to deceive us. That's his job to make us turn against Allah. And so many things are happening, brothers and sisters, and we can't understand why, and we're not even trying to learn why. That we just fallen victim, and we lost what we was taught. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, may Allah be pleased, he taught us how to survive. You're talking about the 40s, the 50s, the 60s. We survived. Why? Because then in our nature was guiding us. Like Muhammad the Prophet, prayers of peace upon him. He was an honorable man. He was a noble man. They gave him names to show how noble he was. Alameen, speech Alameen. Why? Because he was noble, he was honorable. He never got out of his nature. That's why I said it's our nature. Our nature was guiding us because we was deaf, dumb, and blind. Nobody educated us about our religion. But because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad cleaned us up and we had morals and we had honesty and integrity and we loved each other, we would all fight together as one. You couldn't come and trick us or con us. You couldn't bring us gifts because we didn't accept it. Why do we love the devil? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad used to say, because the devil gives us nothing. You can't accept nothing from that jinn. And you're supposed to be able to say, no, thank you. But for some reason, we are falling victim and we are being what you call mental slavery. The victim and our children have not been taught any of this, and our children unconsciously is in mental slavery, unconscious. Mental because they act upon what's going on today and they think this is the way of the world. No, it isn't, brothers and sisters. We are in the day of judgment. Every day is a judgment day by God. But it's not the final day of judgment. You can clean up if you choose to. But what I'm seeing now, I'm seeing families not respecting one another. I'm seeing families don't care about each other. I see families breaking up because of religion. And it's more, at one time, the Jews did not like the Christians because of who? Jesus. But Jesus came and shut them down. He came to cut down the fig tree. So the fig of seeds was so plentiful, they couldn't plant the seeds no more. So they didn't like the Christians. And the Christians didn't like them. So it was a separation from man, separation from human beings, separation from that Khalifa. The Khalifa is not just me. The Khalifa ain't just you. The Khalifa is not an individual. The Khalifa was the human being that was created from God through his spirit. Not the mud, not the dirt, not the clay, not out of light, nor was it out of smokeless fire. Came from Allah breathing into the nostrils of our Father his spirit. So we are spirit of God. I hear some of the NOI refers to, and I heard Mustafa, hey, God. And if you hear that without knowledge, you say, who are you calling God? If we are the spirit of God, then we are God's will. But if you don't understand that, you go space out. You ain't the Lord of the world. You ain't the Lord of the heavens and the earth and everything between it. But you are the God of yourself. Isn't that amazing? Allah gave you freedom. You can do whatever you want. You want to be a dog? You can be a dog. You want to be a cat? You can be a cat. You want to be a pig? You can be a pig. You want to be a rat? You can be a rat. You want to be a horse? You can act just like a horse. You want to be a monkey? How about you, a man, want to be a woman? And it comes sometime because they go both ways. They go both ways. They don't know what they want. They're all confused in their head. So they try this, they try that. They don't know why they try that. They don't know why they try this. Oh, they want to be. It's amazing. It's unbelievable. I saw a movie. And I saw this movie, and I got my thoughts from this movie. It is called The Godfather of Harlem. Malcolm was in there. Clayton Powell was in there. All the people that you know was in there. But forget their names. What about the wives? What about the daughters? What about the personal life that each one of them lived? I thought it was a great movie. Now, one who played the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was taller, but you got the point. Nobody really knew the Honorable Elijah Muhammad like we did. You don't know how tall he was, how short, but he favored him. He talked like him. Good old picture. And nobody knew what Malcolm, this man wasn't perfect. But my God, he had his voice. And you can accept this is an actor. And the gangster played, I never knew him. I heard of him. But he played damn good about him because he was a drug pusher and a drug dealer. He made Mickey Barnes and Frank Lucas look like they were standing still. But they all was together. But the point I'm trying to bring out is that this woman adopted his daughter's baby. And because of that reason, the father played the father of that baby, which is really his grandson, I mean granddaughter. But the thing that touched me is that woman loved that baby so much, and when the daughter grew up and said, I want to bring my baby in Islam. I want to raise my baby as a Muslim. The other one didn't want that because she was terrified that if that happened, that girl ain't going to love the mama like she's going to love the real mama. But when she told that story, how she was raped at 14, fired out to a butcher, and she could never have a baby. But she couldn't produce a baby, but she raised that child. She loved that child, and that child loved her. And that's the moral of the story. All your women that couldn't have children. But she never thought about adopting one. To give that same sensitivity, that same love and affection to a girl that could have went to the low light. But all she knew was her stepmother, and didn't know it was her stepmother. And the baby was loved so much, and she found out that was not her father, but her grandfather. She didn't know that was not her mother, but her sister, in the sense of the word, was her mother. Ah, I got a lot out of that. Because there's a lot of women that they have children. Yes, mothers raise their children, grown children running around but won't take care of their own child. They leave it with the mother. That's the grandma. And grandma does all for them, everything for them. As soon as grandma get a certain age, they bombard her with lies and cheats and cons. They take her money. They take away that what she loved to her grave happy. They refuse. They rather bring in their children to help rape her and rip her from living her life as if they ain't going to hell. Yes. And then the grandchildren who she loved never came together to stop it, to make sure this will not happen to grandma. No, they got weak. They love this world so much that they just pray for them. See, it says in Revelation, if you see something wrong, you change it with your hands. If you change it with your hands, you change it with your tongue. If you can't change it with your tongue, you change it with your heart. But none of the grandchildren come to help. None of the grandchildren came to submit. All I'm doing good, all I'm happy. And Allah said he will try you with your children. With your children. Since you don't have no love for your family, I will test you with your children. Some of them get drunk. Some of them become alcoholics. Some of them become dope addicts. And some of them go and leave this earth. I've heard my mama say, I pray I go before my children. But it's a hurting feeling to see your child leave here, especially if you don't know that God is in charge. You heard it. It says if you board your child, Allah will hang you by the nipples in the hellfire. Coming from Revelation, that's very strong. But it should get your attention. You make your mother cry, you'll push closer to hellfire. Oh, that should get your attention. But because that jinn got you, you can't see it. You can't feel it. You can't understand it. So you just do whatever you think is you should do, as if, in fact, it's going to all catch up with you. And when it comes home, when the clothes come close to home, it disturbs one. Everybody home got something that disturbs what's going on in the family. Why, there's no family. There's no phone call. We are cold-blooded and calculated. Yes, we're so cold that Satan got you. You won't call your mother. You won't call your father. And don't leave your wife and go on to be more successful in life. Oh, my God, she forgot everything she had when she came from nothing, nothing. Comes from the pit of poverty. And all that they've got, and all what they have done, in their mind, it's about money. I found out it's about money. You owe me money. Look at your life. Look what you would have been. Look where you wouldn't have went. But they don't care. It's about money. You're jealous over what? Money. Money comes, money goes. Let me tell you about Pharaoh, because he had a lot of money. He didn't have currency like you got. He had gold. He had silver. He had pearl. He had rubies. Well, no diamonds. Diamonds didn't exist. He was so wealthy that it took him a week for his slaves to bring out all of his fine jewelry in the sun and then put it all back in. But when he went to his grave, he built the pyramid. He was so cold-blooded, calculated, that he cut out the tongue of those thousands of people, slaves that built that pyramid. Then he had a technician, architect, and an engineer that if he hit the button, it will lock, meaning no one can get out and no one can get in. And just before he died, he pushed that button with all his slaves with that knowledge. So they suffocated. Why was he so cold-blooded, calculated? Why did he do it? He did it because in his mind that he will wake up in the hereafter rich. But sure, your laws about the Allah, he left here thousands of years, and they are now breaking because, you know, knowledge evolved. They got in that pyramid. They found those bones of Pharaoh because there's no meat. The insects just regurgitate that back into the earth. And they took all his jewelry. Why they live? They're all wealthy on all those pearls and diamonds. And here this man killed all these people thinking that he gonna wake up in the hereafter with that money. Brothers and sisters, you came here naked and you will go home naked. Meaning another phrase of saying the heaven, the paradise. So money, you put emphasis on it. That's your God now. Because that surely ain't Allah. That surely ain't the Lord of all the world. Money, brothers and sisters, your money means nothing today. You can have $100 million in the bank. You're rich. But your little baby is dying. And they say it's going to cost you $100 million plus $2. If you really love that baby, that money just went out the window. See, it comes and it goes. Allah will test you on that which you love. love your children, that you do good by your child, because you wouldn't have that child if your mama didn't give you birth. Because you can't come here unless you come through the womb of your mother. So how in the world do we mistreat our mother? And mama can't make nothing without that seed planted in that earth. And that's man. So you have to love your father. What did the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? He said, and the question was asked, who do you love? My mother. Who do you love? My mother. Who do you love? My mother. You know, I'm speeding ahead. Who do you love for the fourth time? My father. And Prophet Muhammad, prayers, peace upon him, his father died when he was in the womb, so he didn't even know what it looked like. His mother died while he was still sucking on the breast to live. And four or five women had to do that to raise him. So why he had so much love for them? Do you have love for Adam? That's your daddy. You don't know what he looked like. You don't know how tall he is. Was there a religion back then? No. That's our father, Adam. Eve and Adam is one, so you can't split them. So Allah says that half of our religion is wife. Half of you, brother, is your wife. When you come together, you're one, it's whole. You're a full man, she's a full woman, but you ignore it. You don't even can conceive it. And then you go out and you end up with this man, no good. You end up with that man, no good. Then you end up with this man, no good. And wonder why you go both ways. Because y'all messed up. Everybody's running through you. This one run through you, that one run through you. You just don't care. Who is that? That's Satan. You want to know who's Satan, where he at? Every time you do something you know it's wrong, that's the gent. Because his job is to prove that we are not worthy to be free to say, I don't have to accept El Islam. I don't have to accept you as God. I don't have to make any prayers. I don't have to do anything, Lord, because you gave me the power to be free. That's Iblis said, that's too much power. Let I'll come from the left, the right, the front, and the back and prove to you that that individual that you say is obedient to you, I will change him. I will change her. So that's the gist. And I see these preachers spending all this money, and they so articulate, very calm. Well, why did you say on your taxes, the bit.ly, I did not do that. Well, was the bit.ly on your taxes? No. Clothes that you pay $80,000? Yes. And why you spend so much money for clothes? Because I sweat a lot. And I must have strong clothing to catch my sweat. And I must have a lot of clothing. I know the judge wants to smack him. He says, no. The bit.ly is not under the church. The bit.ly is in one's name. Well, what name is it under? He says, well, I don't think I have to disclose whose name is under. But why you got so many automobiles? Well, because I have to be able to eat right, dress right, in order to keep them on the right path. I mean, this is crazy stuff being taught. But we go for it. We're going to accept. We're going to accept it. So who is this Murad Mom? That's amazing. Because they want to do my life story. They sent me two outstanding men that did so much for TV, so much for Hollywood. But I'm happy about the African Americans. And they did movies with Spike Lee. They won all these awards for everything that they have done. BET, they must have wrote about 25 different sitcoms for that station. Not to count other stations. And then they went and took time out and wrote me my script. Now, I can't tell you everything, but who is this Murad Muhammad? Then another group come in, and they are Caucasians, doctor, but they are master in producing money. And they felt that they joined me with my ideas because I create. Who is this Murad Muhammad? Then a lawyer who got all these awards of representing these major companies that does movies. He was my lawyer years ago. All you got to do is make me your lawyer and you got Hollywood. Sounds good. But I have an FBI agent that's with me. You don't get past him, I don't do nothing. You can't trick me. You can't con me. I will know who you are because he does a research. Because of his high intelligence, I don't know if he got an F on his report card when he's in eighth grade. I'm just being facetious. I don't need to know what grade he has, but I'm just telling you. I have to protect my name, Muhammad. I'm not just know anybody. I have a name named Muhammad. And Muhammad can't be involved in drugs. Muhammad can't be involved in alcohol. Muhammad can't be running through women. I didn't have plural women. I had wife. I remember when I married a woman, she said, you ain't married the way the government married, so we not married. I said, well, you can go to hell, but I'm not. I ain't going to chase you. And I'm going to follow behind you because my father said, you go search for it, you might get your heart busted. Whatever smack you in your face, you deal with it. I got 9 sons. I tell them all the same thing. Don't you chase behind that female. Don't you worry about where she went, how she coming back. If it's meant for you to know, you will know. You don't put your hands on a female. So I lived a life that stopped me from having babies all around the world. And I don't push polygamy. But when a woman run your business, and a woman takes you around the world, and a woman gets up day and night and makes sure everything is right. Now, you have to be out of your mind if you didn't think that was your wife. Now, everybody think wife is sex. Yes, because that's what we were taught. But the Quran says, Marat, treat her like your right hand possessed. I had to figure that one out. And when I realized everything in the Quran is not physical, because if it was physical, Allah is saying he needs man. But you got to figure it out. What is my right hand? Well, my right hand is treating you right, being honest with you and transparent with you. Try to give her everything you can give her. But if you look at that, brothers and sisters, if you try your best to look at what is right, well, we are husband and wife in what you do in society. And I always wanted to know why that these pharaohs who have power had concubines. It was called concubines because he wanted to marry them, but the marrying is the woman didn't want him inside her. So they're not his wives. So he made them concubines to take care of all his wives. Until you get tired of being a waiter, but it's good not to be out there as a slave, so you was a concubine. He knew that in his nature. But because you was married Ephraim, he told Ephraim, who is that pretty woman? Because he wanted her. He had to lie and say, that's my sister. Because if he said, that's my wife, they will kill him. Ain't that amazing? You will kill for the woman, but you ain't going to touch her unless she allows you to. So you're a concubine until you get ready to say, excuse me, Pharaoh, I want to marry you. Now all the other women will work on you. So he couldn't touch them physically because that was the law, which is supposed to be today. So the Quran says, be her wife, be her husband from the neck up, because we are one community, husband and wife of a community. So just because you treat her so honorable, treat her like your right hand possessed. Nevertheless, if something happens, she might blink her eye the right way. He said, oh, my God, I like to have her. He said, but if you enter into her, I'm using the plain language so you'll get it. If you enter into her, give her her dignity. Who is she? That's my wife. I don't need a piece of paper. Piece of paper ain't never hold. Man, matter of fact, piece of paper goes in the court when you're arguing over who gets this, who gets that. I don't want this. I don't want that. Oh, man, we all confused. We all messed up. Female knows because everybody got fault. Allah said, Marat, if you don't commit no sin, I will raise 40 men just like you from this earth and replace them with one Wilson. That could blow your mind. But what Allah is saying, we ain't perfect. We do sin. Because only time you come to Allah when you're hurt. Only time you come to Allah when you lost your child. Only time you come to Allah when you look like you die. So when you do wrong, the difference from all of us that do wrong is you beg God for forgiveness. He's all forgiving and most merciful. Oh, brothers and sisters, I can tell you a lot how simple this religion is. There's nothing out there in this world that's too small to be in the Quran. It's in there. And there's nothing too large. So once you learn that, how is it? How is it that you don't stay in the Quran? You over here, you over there, you got this school of thought, that school of thought, and Satan got us all confused. He got us all confused. We messed up now and trying to really do some number on us in a few months. And you think Allah permits it, but he don't will it. And if you accept it, then you go down with Satan, what I'm saying. I did some good for two people in the boxing, all three. And all I did was help them. And my name got out there because I sent it to you all and said, I see a fighter on the rise. Oh, everybody, Ron is back. Ron is back. Oh, my God, Ron is back. But I put my kid that I like, I put him in a fight. Why? I know how to get him a fight. That was the worst garbage in the history of the boxing world. I said, how did that happen? But people said, well, Ron don't do stuff like that. What is he doing? Good thing I got Declan Smith. Oh, I love that moment. I tell you the story. That's a whole new hour. That's a good woman. You talking about a wife on the neck up? That's my wife. That woman went out there and said, I beg your pardon. Mirah got a good heart, and Mirah is not involved in that garbage. The guy didn't know what he was doing. And so he messed up big time, because I come from high production. What he is, my Jewish brothers taught me well. But it's okay. Good intention. And the kid won. So it's good. But now I have to protect them. My way. The Lord's way. Because that's what I do. But they call me the greatest promoter of all time. They call me Dr. Mirah. They call me Imam. Broad. Them titles sound good. But what have you done for humanity, Mirah? That's the key. That's what the Quran says. If I told you all the things I've done just for this state, more or less the whole world. But that's what I do. Mr. Muhammad was with me 30 years. She got a beautiful station that she comes on Sunday any other day, because she's smart. She's been around me since she's a youngster. And one day her mama passed, and I came in with Talia and helped do the janazah in the sense of the word. And he thanked me because I know mama. And mama grew up in the projects. Mama was black. And my mama was black. But the husbands looked like they were white. Well, we was the only one, but Fisher had come out like I came out, and I ain't like her. She's too light for me. We make an ugly baby. But she came a part of me. When she came in Al-Islam, and she was with me for years. And so we there having a repass, and a man said, "Well, you don't know me or remember me. You put me on TV, and I lost, and you put me back on TV. And I was making money." So Richard came in and said, "You know who my aunt is? All you got to do is be in trouble. And you can come to him if you're a stranger. He's going in his pocket." Now, that sounds good coming from someone else, because that's what I was known for. I have it, you have it. You ask me for $10, I only got $9, I can't give it to you. Take $1. So I got $1,000,000, you need $20, I need $30. I have it. So because of my generosity, Allah made me large, that's all I beg for. Oh Allah, make my name large, Lord, so I can say these things around the world. Blog Talk Radio, New Africa, excellent, but God speaks. We come to you 52 weeks out of the year. But the point is that it's growing. Now I got my niece Salima and my niece Nadira, Dr. Nadira, and they're growing. Musa, the great grandson of Booker T. Washington, growing. Elijah Bay, growing. Everybody I put on a rail, a sword. We're getting ready to touch the world. And it's unbelievable. But I ain't in the rail business. I brought billions to ABC, billions to CBS, billions to NBC. B is the HBO and Showtime. I've done so much. It wasn't what I've done. It's my name. That's why they're coming to me, because you cannot turn on and not see my name and my likeness. You can't go in no library. It won't see me. I'm in every library in this country. I'm in every library outside the country. See, when you come into the homes of the family, giving them something they like, you in that home. So Murad Muhammad, Allah gave it to me. Yes, I like the public relations. Jackie took me around to 260 foreign countries because she had that technology. I taught her how to open up a fight. Only two women that I know, and I have been around a lot of women, that if I send them somewhere to create a fight, I can wake up sick and the fight is getting ready to take place. That's Marion and Jackie. And both of them got a lot in common. The difference is Jackie is younger than Marion. But they are bookworms. They are walking encyclopedia. These women know the language. And Allah bless me with both of them. But you got to come home. You got to make babies. You got to want to raise your babies. You want to give your babies everything they should want. Stand on my shoulder. Don't be like me. Be bigger than me. And it happens. And boy, you on your way. Everything attached to that family is growing. It's going to be big. But here come that Satan. That Satan gets in, and that Satan feeds the jealousy of the female, and the female gets jealous. Now, keep in mind, brothers and sisters, when the female don't have nothing, ain't no jealousy. They just happy to be there. But then once you start bringing them to a level of heights they have never been, here comes Satan. Satan said, I'm going to break this up. But forget them. They're getting old and can't have no children. Ain't no more babies. But what about the babies? The babies catch the hell. The babies don't see the daddy no more. There's no more stability there. So it's like the general is down. The captain takes over, but he don't have the wisdom of the general. So because he don't have the wisdom of the man, he can't maintain them, because when a man becomes a man, he cuts that neighbor cord the second time. The first time he had to breathe on his own, but she didn't help him to breathe. She didn't help him to sneeze. She didn't help him to cough. While brother, she didn't help him to go to the bathroom. He goes on his own. But yet he needs mama's sensitivity, mama's love and affection, mama the catch him when he fall, mama to hold him when he's sick and nurse him back to health. But when he become that man, when he cut that neighbor cord, you can't tell him what to do anymore. The only one can't tell him, but he loves dad, he fears dad, that he gonna listen to his father, because his father had him ever since he was nine. But when you remove that father from the home, you got a destroyed son. You got a destroyed daughter. Very difficult to hold that in place. Satan's been working all the time, 24/7. He is not going to give up until the final day of judgment. He has that permission to do so. I saw it. I witnessed it. So you shouldn't be angry with nobody for 3 days. Hell, we angry for years. I don't like what you did 6 years ago. I don't like that I caught the bad part of this relationship. You ever look in the mirror and see what you've done? If you ever looked in the mirror, brothers and sisters, and see what you've done, you'll find now you just like that man. Because you did something that ought not to be done. I'm not saying all of you. I'm talking about why there's a majority of the African-American family all broken up. I was watching a movie. I you know, things come on, I just catch my eye. And these two pretty girls look like they could be sisters. Almost look like they're white. But she don't love this white boy. She loves this black boy. But the other girl want him too. And when she told the white boy she want to go with the black girl, then the black girl that wanted to go with the same man, he got up and said, how could you be jealous to break up my relationship when you gave me some? And you gave me some. Now the two girls saying, what? Now they angry because they didn't know that happened. And said, well, you had sex with Joe and Bob and Tom and Dick. Well, see, the women know everything. They talk to each other. Yeah, but you had sex with us. She said, hey, we both messed up in life. You got rid of this baby, and you got rid of that baby, and you got rid of this baby. We've all messed up in life. But that man, bring that woman in the house, say, okay, this is my second wife. Oh, you know, went crazy. But you're not thinking once if you got one child. You're not thinking twice if you got two children. Whoa, you got 10. And you lose your husband. Now where you going? Who you going to go get? Who wants you? But look how Allah is most merciful. I've said many times, if in fact, if I fall in love with a female, it's because of her heart. I study the heart. I don't need nothing else. You got the heart, you got everything. What's between her legs, she can do that overnight, over there, and take a bath and forget you. You got that heart. The heart is powerful. You got it. But you can't question, what did she do way up until the time you had? Don't make no difference in the crown. It doesn't say, hey, give her away. Let her go out there. Let her see the world. And then when she come back and you take her back, Allah said, I will punish you severely if you take advantage of. Meaning, oh, he jumped up and down on you. Oh, Allah don't deal with that. That ain't what Allah deals with. What's between your legs? I'm quite sure y'all can handle that with your five senses that I gave you. But it's the heart. The heart is everything. The heart is so powerful, sisters, that you can have 50 men and like that one you got that you died with. But in the hereafter, you can't think about those 50. They're gone. But there's one of them you really love. That could have been the second. That could have been the 15, the 20, the 30. But Allah will give you that. So the man can't pray for you outside this world here. Only you will know your children, know your mother and father, because why? It's in your heart. It's not in your feet. It's not in your what's between your legs. It's in your heart. So if we love people in their heart, whether you got dementia, whether you crippled, whether you in a wheelchair, whether you getting old, the heart don't get old. Fell in love with that physical. The physical can dry up. The physical don't have to be there no more. The physical may not have no baby. The physical can't walk. Brother, you can't even talk too well. It has nothing to do with that. The heart stays with you. And most of you women forget your heart. Then you wonder why. You can never be subtle with a man. Allah said, I gave him to you. You denied it. You ran from it. You gave it up. So let me say to you all, and this is the day that I usually speak, and this is the day that I went viral for 3 days. Three times, and I found now only 20% of us in that Islam listens to me. the Lord gave me my Jews, my Christians, and my Hindus. And they are amazing, the things that I say. We're going to say with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the praise and the thanks for God. We thank him for the gift and the blessings of the mortal human person, Muhammad, the honorable and noble servant and messenger of God. And that salute, that translation of that solitude to the last prophet, the seal of the prophet, Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, that is mentioned in the Bible as is given to us in the Holy Quran. We say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sa'atu wa salam wa sa'atu ala kareem, wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sadaqallah wa deenu. Brothers, sisters, the Islam world is still divided by many different matu, the school of thoughts, and also by many personalities like Abu Sa'd bin Saud. And he was a very strong person. But people like that had captured the attention of the world. And not just the Islamic world, Bin Laden was able to shock the whole world. And they leave their teachings of the Prophet Muhammad behind. This is what's going on today. We are grasping different schools of understanding. Mathood is a school of thought. And we just think that we can take that upon ourselves and wonder why we are so split up. Do you ever ask yourself, who is this mastermind behind this horrible things that was done to our country, right here in the country? Who is this mastermind? Who is this mastermind that got us believing that we have to cover our face and not let our God's air to breathe into our system, to clean our system, just like a minstrel? The minstrel comes, and it comes to clean out the woman's womb. That's all purifying. Then, of course, they clean. Well, Allah says, do not approach her when she's on her menstrual, but when she's clean, meaning over, then approach her any way you would like to have her. But you can't abuse her. Of course, she has to accept you. And this is just simple common sense. I will believe that most of the Muslims of this country and of the world, the Islam is not just Muslims here that said La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, but Muslim is every human being that I just spoke about. That human being that was breathed into the Father, and Father is the Adam is the father of all human beings, his spirit. The spirit, we brought the earth alive. Everything was dead. Everything was dead on earth. The moon, the stars, the bees, the birds. You can go all over the land and the seas and fishes. All of them was dead. It was dark. Then came light. So Allah brought into the light in the darkness. It was all dark. Just like it is in the womb. You don't know when the millions of sperm and shooting in you. It's in the dark. It's in the earth. You are earth. And they have to try to get to the egg, and then the rest of them die out because they didn't make it. So they fight to get there to be able to what? Produce that baby. And that baby show them, look what you look like in the mirror. That little worm, if you really want to look at it, you say, is that a human being? You don't know it. It's because it's water, it's blood, it's semen. But it's a lie. You don't know it's a lie. But you try to get rid of it. Because why? You don't see it. You don't know. You just know it's 1 month. How could it look like in 1 month? Do it have ears? Do it have hair? Do it have chin? Do it have eyes, nose, feet? No. But because you don't know that, you want to just get rid of it. Because why? You don't trust in God. It's like putting a mustard seed. You know, you just blow, and that mustard seed is gone. But put it in earth. Put it in earth. Water it, cultivate it. Give it what it needs. Watch it grow. And look at those corns just grow up. And this is Allah telling you that I'm in charge, not you. I'm in charge of this earth. This earth moves when I ask it to move. It talks to me. Doesn't let a leaf fall from the tree unless it's the will of Allah. So how are we all confused? The world tries upon their, that's what they do. The world is trying to get us to believe upon what they say and all what they say. The local people, the religious leaders, from leading, from understanding, guidance, and great numbers, many of them are disappointed on themselves. And if you don't depend on yourself and stop being disappointed, if you're disappointed, then you're not going to be able to be depending on yourself. They go to their holy book, the Quran, and they personally, they depend on their own understanding, their ability to understand their mind and the thinking of God. Yes, some of us, we trust in God. Most of the Muslims would not accept to have their freedom taken away. Most of the Muslims. The Muslims, once again, it means the human being who submits to the will of God. Just like the ants and the birds and the bees and the horses and the pigs and the snakes and the trees and the water and the land and the sun and the moon and the star, all submits to the will of God. They must submit. That's all it means, submit to the will of God. Depends on the world, the word of God. When you depend on the word of God, they know the people, they know their life. Why? Because they know the prophet's life. Wow. He's a perfect example. So how would you not know if you don't know the prophet's life? Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah. So Allah are the best. He says, we are the best community brought out of evolving for all people, for all people. Now, how could we be the best in Islam? Because we are not for an individual. We are, brothers and sisters, a community. We're for a community, but we lost that. The Islam word still divide by many different. And when you are different schools of thought, then what do you got? You got nothing. You don't have unity anymore. And when you don't have unity anymore, you don't have the motto, the moral. You got to have guidance. And then you're blessed. For all of the community, this is for all the community. You do not and cannot forget the Muslim's life that was taught to us by who? Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah. We are a community. Then we are responsible for what is needed for all members of social life. If you don't have a social life, something is wrong. But we are responsible. Whatever it is to accept when you are promising someone and you are trying to show one that you have that Islamic ability to be able to show your character where it ought to be. That's halal. Yes, halal under God. You got to be halal under God, our ummah, our community. But that's not happening. We're messed up on Satan telling us to wear a mask. We're messed up that Satan got us shooting needles. We messed up, think the world's coming to an end. We are messed up because we got away from it's there in the Quran. Not hadith, is in the Quran. Not in any school of thought, it's in the Quran. How are you trying to say the Quran is insignificant that you got to go outside the Quran? That's what Satan wants you to do. Well, let me tell you why you can't get outside the Quran. You can ignore it, but you can't get out of it. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wife Khadija, Khadija, peace and blessing be upon you. Who is your husband? My husband is a walking human Quran. So how are you going to get out of it, sisters? Our nature is the Quran. Ah, you didn't know that. You didn't comprehend that. If you knew that, you'd be in that Quran. You wouldn't be over there listening to shake this one and shake that one to explain to me that God can talk to me direct and all I gotta do is pick up the Quran. Ain't no third party in that Quran. Allah talking directly to you. Oh, Moses. Oh, you thought it was someone else. That's you. Oh, Lot. That's you. Oh, Joseph. That's you. Should I go on? How about oh, Ibrahim? That's you. Muhammad, tell him, Muhammad, you are a mortal human being just like them. That's why he had to leave here to tell us. So Imam Warathi Muhammad, I'm a student of Imam Warathi Muhammad, says, yes, you can say you father the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sounds good, but you'll never be equal or better. But if you say, I father the uswa, if you study his nature, well, his nature is you. We as Muslims are responsible for us being blessed, and we help bless others. We are responsible to feed them, clothe them, teach them. Yes, we got to teach our babies. We are responsible for the family. As Muslims, we are for our community, for our health, of all human beings, yes, we have a job. Are you on your job? I don't think so. So Murad Muhammad, prayers, peace be upon him, is the man that Imam said, study the Quran, Murad, and go to the Quran and take those fairy tales out your head. You hear me, Murad? So when you read these stories, Allah paints a picture. And once you grasp that picture, if your heart is right, Allah will show you matter. And matter is not physical. Matter is to be able to understand Allah's earth. I got it, Brother Imam. Read in the name of your Lord that created. Never told the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He never told them that he was the Lord of all the worlds, the heavens and the earth and everything between it, the system of all knowledge. He said, read, Iqra. Yes, and let me tell you, because they won't. Most of them don't know it, and the most of them don't say it, because they do know it. They don't want you to know it. Read, Iqra. Read, Iqra. Read Iqra. No, brothers and sisters. There's no three Iqras in the Holy Quran. Find it in a hadith. You might find it by a sheikh, but there's only one Iqra. Why would Allah have to talk to his human being that he created of his spirit? He got to tell him three times. But if you use matter, you thinking, and you trying to fight the grass, how am I going to read? Because there was no piece of paper for him to read. There was no ink. There was no ballpoint pen. So how was he going to write? Ikra. So what is he reading? Read my creation, Ikra. But when did he say Ikra? You got to first make a step, and Allah takes two. So the first was him trying to figure out what is reading. Then he tried to figure it out by articulating. He couldn't do it. That was the two Ikra. That's why you don't see it in the Quran. But when he was struggling, Allah gave it to him. Read. Read in the name of your Lord that created. And guess what? He began to read. Brothers and sisters, just think about it. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned us towards Jerusalem. Allah permitted it, but something bothered his soul. His soul was telling him that's not the right way. And Allah sent the message through the angel Jibril, tell him to turn to the Qibla. And when he did that, why? Because he was struggling. He knew something was wrong. That's how Allah comes to you. When you know something is wrong and ain't right, and you're trying to figure it out, he gives it to you. Now, brothers, I ain't spooky. I lost my keys many times. Didn't know where in the world would it be. Or my wife might say it. I say it, Bismillah, and we find the key. Your nature, your soul takes you where the key is. And this time, we were going to be late for the 60th anniversary for Imam Abdullah Majid Kareem Hassan, Dr. Abdullah Majid Kareem Hassan. I was going to be late. I was a little upset anyway because I couldn't find my right bow tie. But nevertheless, I couldn't find the keys. The key was behind the sink in the bathroom. I, to the day, cannot tell you how did my wife find it. Well, they got intuitive. They got intuition. Something told her, look there. And we got out in time to go 2 hours to where we had to go. But the point is, that's not only about keys. That's about anything you do in life. Don't let nobody tell you what you can't do. Matter of fact, I love it. I love when a person says, you know, I had my right arm man was a pessimistic guy, Ronald Saladin. Oh, that can't happen. That can't happen. And my lit girls would come to me and say, he's a nigga tonight. I like him. So I'm going to show he ain't God. Allah is God. I said it's going to happen because I make a dua. Always happened for 40 years. I did the impossible. And that's what I Jacqueline said, God. How do you get a part of this? Your name can't be associated with something inferior. I said, I didn't mean to do that. I did it from the bottom of my heart to help someone. Murad, they all over Instagram. Oh, no. That was Murad's fight? No, it was a fighter that I loved. It wasn't my fight. But I got your attention. And the only reason I got your attention is because I'm trying to get over to not just us in Al-Islam. It's 30 million of us. I got a vehicle that they created that if you push that button and that $20 is given, it comes to my bank account, not their bank account. It comes to mine because usually it goes to them and they pay you when they want it. So I said, whoa, if I had a million, that's easy. Every time I do a fight, you push it. I got $20 million. Lord, it costs you $20 that you give away to get your shoes signed. You give away for tips. You give it away just to play a number. $20? You gave me $20 and it ended up being $20 million? Can we do that every week? You got $100? Can you do that every week? Just think about it. We got $100 million. We ain't never had. But y'all so selfish. You're so jealous. You're so envious. But you are pushing for them. Oh, why do we love the devil? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad used to say, because the devil gives us nothing. And you push that button and you get nothing back. So at least I got God that's done all this. They say I get $54 million in the state of New Jersey. And I gained $30 million over here. Someone robbed me for $50 million. Oh, as money comes, money goes. A lot of them will test you. I think I passed that test. I passed that test flying in and being in bungalows, having your own pool, your butler, four rooms. Oh, they want you, man. And it ain't just money. You're a handsome guy. You look, you got your likeness all over the billboards like you. You Sammy Davis Jr. Well, you got everything a man wants. So they're coming to you, and rightfully so. But with morals, you'd have to say, put those panties back on, young lady. I don't do that. You don't have to do that. I'm going to tip you well. No, not so. I just think that me and you, no, I can't do that. I'm working. I'm on Allah's job. Now I go home, I'm happy. I can't wait to get home. I don't care. I take my weakness with me. It stays with me. And my weakness, I don't care where I'm at. I can be in Venezuela. I can be in London. I can be in Canada. I can be anywhere. But I'm full. You know, when you eat and you're full, how you like to have dinner? I'm sorry, I ate. Well, as long as you have a snack, man, my stomach is full. So when you around your wife, you're giving her dignity, number one. Number two, you don't have to worry about being a Bill Cosby. And I love Bill Cosby. I'm glad he's out. But they've been trying to get him. Why do you think they killed his son? That sent him a message, but he didn't back up. He kept stronger. So they got him. And even though they shouldn't have, the lawyer beat the case. He did 3 years. But you ain't going to get me. You can't talk to my wife. My wife ain't going to tell you nothing. And you ain't going to know anything about me. So I don't play in their parties. I don't play with their around their liquor. I give parties, $125,000 a party. And so all they need come to me and say, can you tell half your family to stay home? Man, we just threw away $125,000. I said, no, one day we won't have it. Let them have fun. I fly people in, put them up. Yes. Magic Johnson come to me. I pay for it. He rich. I don't know how rich I am to him, but he don't pay. Jim Brown don't pay. Should I go on? I fly him in, put him up. That's what I do. We're very close. I sit and have meetings and with BNN, and I pay the ticket. And why? Because I don't need their money. I got plenty of money, but I ain't trying to have $1 billion in my bank account, even though I gross the billion. I don't need $1 billion in my account, and you got nothing. My job was to teach you all how we all can get rich. For some reason, you can't grasp it in your head. Now, everybody said I should have stayed up in Connecticut. I love Connecticut because I love Mama up there. I love the family up there. And I'm an Indian, so a lot of Indians up there. And my job, if I was still there, they'd be worth about $100 million. Because why? I took on all Connecticut. It wasn't meant. I want to take over the whole East Coast. So you think I got a billion in my bank account and I'm not going to help the people that's needed first? That's why Ms. Farrakhan and I are very close. He loved me and I love him. And he trusts anything that I say let's do. Y'all scared. How you not going to love your brother? We all grew up together. See, the problem is you forgot the anonymized moment. Here's a man took you off of drugs. Here's a man took you out of prostitution. Here's a man took you out deaf, dumb, and blind. Here's a man that cleaned you up, and he said it. I didn't come here to teach you religion. I came to clean you up, and one after me will teach you your true religion. Well, yes, it was his son, and most of y'all jealous of that. A man from 1930, 43 years cleaning us up, and Allah was going to reward him, and from the wound of Sister Clara Muhammad. Your women are losing your husband. You're by yourself. But a community is a husband. But you can't be in a community that only one benefits is the man. That don't make sense. Because he don't know. He's glad to be there. He had a job all his life. He never produced nothing. But here come these minds, where they Jewish, where they foreigners, and they get in their head, and they got you thinking that's Islam. Well, if you, brother, do know how to read that Arabic, you will be successful. So either you know how to read it and pronounce it, but you curse. As simple as that. You ain't go nowhere. You cannot learn it, can't go nowhere. Now, I don't know how to speak it the way y'all went to school and learned how to speak it, but that which I spoke took me around the world. Amen. This ain't no religion. You put on like a suit of clothing and take it off when you want it. You cannot, brothers and sisters, hold the money of the people. But be careful, because everybody's dying. If I was you, I would get all the believers, everybody that's been in my masjid, so I can tell you how much money I got in the bank and tell you how much interest that I made over the years you put my money in the bank, and I'm going to tell the bank, if something happened to me, this money belongs to the community that supported this masjid. And you erase your sins. But if you think that you're going to leave here and leave the money to your wife, it's not the right thing to do. Why, she should have been successful with the money you made when you was on the job. You leave her your pension. You leave her Social Security. You leave her insurance policy. But you cannot leave the money of the community, because all you do is put her in hell. Because she's in Islam and she know better. Pharaoh had a wife. And this king was a barbarian. But the wife used to sneak up in the attic and makes a lot. She knew her husband wasn't no good. But she better not tell him that, because she would die. Well, today, you don't want to lose your wife. You won't die to death. You will die a sin death. Now, that don't mean Allah erased you from the earth. That means so did our father committed a sin. Everybody say that our father, Adam, die for our sins. That's a lie. Sin only means you're already dead. Not dead, mortal. You dead in the sin that you are in until you clean it up. So that means you can be resurrected while you're alive. Simple. Jesus died for all our sins. Well, Jesus didn't die on no cross. And he wasn't crucified, none, that Allah says. Jesus came here as a Muslim and did what his father, that's what they use, his father, I'm going to do the work of my father, and take down Jerusalem. No, he didn't. He took down the propagation of the Jews. That's why I don't like them. Oh, don't let me go on and on and on and on. I can explain all of this to you. But when you, in Fatiha, that's the key to the Quran. Learn it and learn it well. I can speak about Fatiha with seven levels of recital, but y'all don't do it. And then after it's over, we say, I mean it. Why? Because that's the key. It's open now. It's open your mind to the other part of the Quran, from Baqarah to Anas. But now you're saying after Baqarah, I mean. You're saying after Anas, I mean. All through the Quran, I mean. Who taught us that? You only see one I mean. Everything is Salakallah wa Deen. Yes, I hear some of the imams using it now. I've been using it for over 10 years over the radio, because that's the only thing I have to reach most of you if I can. And they bring me in, and I do a good job for my foreign brothers. That's why they're all with me. And that's why the governor came to me. I'm Rob Muhammad. You got all the Muslims. I said, I don't have all the Muslims. My foreign brothers gave him a great deal of money to get him in office. And he calls me, at least we talk every 2 months or so. And he has a love for me, and I have a love for him. Murphy. And look at the boy that just went down. And he was a very intelligent man. And he went on the radio today. And because of his unmoral act, but one thing I sued him for, he told his baby girls, I made mistakes, I apologize. That's our law. He said it openly. I ask you to forgive me. Go on. And he's telling the world, don't hurt my children because of me. But I'm going to resign. And he sent a sensational message. Well, that's a whole state. Here you got a little corner store and won't tell the truth. Here you trying to build something that you lost and won't tell the truth. That man went on national TV and he might as well say, oh Allah, whatever I did wrong, forgive me. I shouldn't have did the things I've done. This is a new day. Probably wouldn't have happened to him 20 years ago. That's a hundred Allah. So you should start observing, because Allah says, get a piece of this dunya. But it seems like to me, y'all don't want a piece of this dunya. Someone told you money is a curse. Yeah, right. Well, I thank you for listening. If I say anything to hurt anyone, I apologize from the bottom of my heart. If I say anything incorrect, I'm human. We say subhanAllah. But if I say anything that allows you to stand up in your spirit, stand up in your soul, stand up in your deen, not the fitra and the nature in which you was created, stand up in your taqwa, your God conscious. That's the closest thing that gets to God right away when you have God conscious. Don't give me that credit. Give that credit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah glorifies his name. I greet you from our father, our biological father, Adam. And greet you from our father of all nationalities and the intellect, Ephraim. Some people say Abraham, but it's the same, even though you want to put a different letter on it. A, we put I. And I greet you from Jesus Christ. The Jesus Christ, who's Muslim, said, I'm going to leave you a gift, but I shall return. And who is the gift? His mother. Now, there's no way impossible that Mary is going to come back to this Solomon and Gomorrah. Totally just erase that from your mind. But what mother is he talking about? Every mother on the planet is a mother. That's Mary. And every mother is going to give birth to who? Another Jesus. So he shall return. It's simple. And we greet you from Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah. May the peace and blessing be upon the Prophet of 1400 years ago and his descendants and his companion. Now, Christians, Jews, Hindus, Buddhists, why do we give him such a great salute? The salute is for all the prophets and more that I just mentioned. See how merciful God is? His 99 attributes. We'll be talking and trying to learn all 99. No, Allah says, give me three. SubhanAllah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. And do it 33 times on your fingers with the thumb, and look what you will get. This religion is so easy. But why five fingers? Five is your five senses. Don't let me tell you what's the engine. The thumb rules. Live or die. That's what the gladiators say. And he got to go to the community. Say he live? Well, y'all don't do that. You don't come to the community. Should I spend this $5,000? Everybody put this, but you don't want that. You want your brother, your sister, your cousin, your friend be on the shoreboard. No, it don't work like that. Live or die. So the thug comes up and the Pharaoh cannot tell them who to kill or who not. You got to go to the community. The community say, live, live. And he got to put it up. Thumb goes up. Die, die. That thumb goes down. The community wants them dead. Well, why is the thumb? Well, you told us that, but where is the thumb? The thumb, after you dick Allahu Akbar 99 times, now you got to make a conscious decision whether you're going to live or you're going to die. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Tune in tomorrow, Imam Eli Obey, the Tashir of Imam Walasi Muhammad from 7 to 8. So nice, he does it twice, he shall return. And he returns 7 to 8 on Thursday. Then our beloved brother is our engineer, the great grandson of Booker T. Washington, a very intelligent man with all the PhDs. And he said if he had 20 of them, he would still go back to 20 more. So he studies from the cradle to the grave. He has it. And he's us a humble man, very intelligent man. And his job is to bring back the name Tuskegee then University. I believe he'll be able to do it because he looks out for his father and his grandpa and what he left behind. Alhamdulillah. He comes on Friday and he does Juma because he does it for the Navy. And so he have to be able to, he works for the Navy's intelligence. So therefore, he have to do that. We say, oh Allah, don't forget my niece and her sister the Madeira and sister Salima. These are Robert Seven, Abdullah Muhammad's children. You all knew Alice OX. Everybody knew her with 9 children. So they would come on and they have beautiful, beautiful time on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. And they talk about how to care for your loved ones and most important, your mother. We say, oh Allah, bless those who had COVID-19 and have passed away, like my 3 nephews. Separate their faults from their goodness as thou separate the east from the east, from the west, and grant them paradise. And oh Allah, those who are ill, we ask you to lift the burden from them. And we pray, Allah, they can get well. And oh Allah, bless those who have given to help the ill, that give to zakat, give to charity. And we ask Allah to help those who want to give, cannot give, for a good intention. We say, Shuri Allah Almighty speaks the truth. I'm your host, the name Marat Muhammad. And sometimes you will know if I return on Saturday at 5 o'clock. Asparov. Meaning you can ask me anything, and I say, Bismillah, Allah will pull down my hard drive, which is my computer, and my head, the real hard drive. You pour water on the fake hard drive, which is a computer, it just go kaput. You pour water on my computer, it evolves. Because water and revelation is knowledge. Peace and love. Assalamu alaikum.